Further along the case from the musical instruments, the display in this gallery also contains many of the highly valuable possessions of the officers on board, including the whole pewter garnish, the tableware, of Sir George Carew, the Vice Admiral on board. And just to the right of the audiovisual screen that tells you about music, you can see a wonderful rosary, the set of beads that were used by people to say their prayers, their personal devotions. The first rosary has a circle of 40 small beads split up by 5 large beads. They would use this to count how many Hail Marys or Our Fathers they had said during their prayer recital. The bottom of the rosary has some more beads in the shape of a cross. The whole thing is very personal. It belonged to someone on board. It is very tactile. He would hold it in his hands and touch each bead in turn as he said his prayers. But it also gives us insights into the tumultuous period of upheaval in religion in Europe at that time. We have at least 8 of these rosaries on board the Mary Rose, and yet in 1538, the use of rosaries to say your prayers had actually been condemned. Soon after Henry VIII died, the use of rosaries was completely banned. Yet the sailors on board the Mary Rose still used these for their prayers. Were they just ignoring the fact that Henry VIII had broken with Rome and was passing new laws for religious reforms? Or if they had prayed in this way for 10, 20 or 30 years, maybe they weren't just going to give up and start praying in a new way. The rosaries we found were all slightly different. Some of them in this case have different shaped beads. Some of them have beads of silver, brass or bone, rather than wood, and even of glass and agate or coral.